this is Mace Harf, and welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the podcast for medical sales professionals. Hopefully, you're a medical sales professional or an aspiring medical sales professional. If you are in either of those two categories, yes, you are in the right place, and I am glad you're here. Just want to let you know that this podcast is brought to you by Sales Pilot Medical Sales Performance and my new Medical Sales Academy. Medical Sales Academy is the premier online training and support site for medical sales professionals. It will train you to sell effectively in the healthcare sales environment, yes, but it doesn't stop there. It also provides ongoing support all year long to help you overcome the obstacles you face with difficult customers and an ever-changing industry. There's numerous ways of engaging your colleagues, of engaging me, learning what's happening in the industry. Please check it out at medicalsalesacademy.com. Welcome to the podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about something that you may run into from time to time. In fact, you may run into it with your entire product line or certainly certain products that are in your product line. And here's the challenge. What do you do when there is no question that your product or service is not exactly identical piece for piece as a competitive product or service? And specifically what I'm saying, what do you do when your product, at least as it's perceived by your customers, is not as good? Now, certainly, we can argue that it is the salesperson's job to change that perception. Indeed, it is. And a lot of times, it may be a particular preference that a customer has for a product. For example, a lot of physicians will have a preference for a product because it's a product that they used during training, you know, when they were in residency or if they did a fellowship. The allegiance that they develop and the loyalty for those products sometimes can be a little difficult to overcome, but it's doable. It takes time, but it's doable. But realistically, what do you do in that situation? But also, what do you do when your product just doesn't have all the bells and whistles of a competitive product where those bells and whistles are highly desired by your customers? Well, there's a couple of things. The first thing you have to do is you have to acknowledge it. And you know, I don't mean to acknowledge it to your customers. You have to acknowledge it to yourself. And your company may not help you with this. I think it's very important if you're going to sell effectively that you have to get real. You have to be able to assess what you really have in your bag, where you have distinct advantages over competitive products, and perhaps maybe where you're challenged, where you can recognize that your competitors have real advantages or perceived advantages over anything that your product may have. You have to be able to recognize this. So what do you do in that situation where a customer, let's say a customer is using a competitive product, and naturally you want to convert that customer? I mean, you know, what is our goal? I call it the three pillars of medical sales. Of course, you want to maintain whatever business you have. You don't want to lose business. This is very, very important, and a lot of medical sales reps don't really focus on this. You know, they're always going after the new customer, the high volume customer. If you want to grow your territory, you're going to have a very difficult time doing that if you lose the existing business you have. So you have to hold on to that. The next thing you want to do is you want to grow your business with your existing customers. It's easier to sell a new product or something in your product line to an existing customer than it is to a new customer. Your existing customers, they know you, they trust you. Hopefully they like you, although that's not a requirement. It's just easier than going after a new customer where you have no business with them. And the third thing you want to do is you want to convert competitive business. So that's really what I want to talk to you about today, converting that competitive business when your product just isn't as good. Sometimes a competitor has a better product than you do. Now, the reality is, if you look at most products in the healthcare world, they're very similar. In fact, many times they're often identical in terms of the benefits that they provide the patient and the healthcare provider. The packaging looks the same. The design envelope looks the same. But what it does is almost identical. Where are the differences? Well, one place that we often see a difference is in price. Now, you don't like to have customers who see price as a differentiator unless you are the low-cost provider. Now, again, pricing is a very popular differentiator. It's a very important differentiator in the current healthcare world. But it's usually a weak differentiator. And a lot of times if your whole business model is based on being the lowest price provider, it's a weak and often unsustainable business model, unless you're doing a ridiculously high volume and you're truly dealing with commodities, things like Band-Aids. You know, I like to use the Band-Aid example. But most products really aren't commodities, except in the customer's eyes when they're looking at it from a price perspective. So how do you differentiate your product beyond price? Because with other than price being a differentiator, many products look the same, they act the same, and let's be honest, they perform the same. So if you're in a same situation, you know, sameness, your customers see your product the same as what they're using or anything else out there, or even more challenging is when a customer truly sees a competitive product as superior to yours. What can you do to overcome that? Well, hopefully you realize that a product or product selection is really not only about the product. We mentioned it's also about the price, because price is very important, but there are many intangibles that lead to product selection over the product itself. So what are some of these intangibles? Well, for example, a big intangible, a very important one, is how long have you been doing business with the healthcare provider? For example, if your healthcare provider is currently buying a product, a competitive product, and he or she has been buying that product or using that particular product from a sales representative in the same company for, let's say, 5 years or 10 years, and now someone new walks into the office, comes into the hospital, comes into the account, and says, "Hey, look at my product. My product is great. My product is wonderful." Well, the customer is going to take a look at the product, and most of the time they're going to say, "Hey, this is no different than what I'm using. And this sales rep who's in front of me trying to sell me a different product, he or she certainly seems like a nice person. But you know what? I've been doing business with Joe for the last 10 years. He's never let me down. I'm going to stay with what I have." So what I want you to take away from this is the critical nature of being able to differentiate not just your whole product, not just your product, but the whole buying experience, the whole usage experience for your customers. The product is only one part of that. So one thing I just mentioned is taking a look at your tenure with the customer. Certainly, if they've been doing business with a vendor for a long period of time, then you're going to have to overcome that. The longer the time they've been doing business with that vendor, the tougher oftentimes your job is going to be. But there's something else. A big element is trust. And this goes back to, again, how long they've been doing business with that person. Buying a healthcare product, and you know this if you've been listening to my material for a long time, this is a very, very important decision. Again, we're not talking about commodities. We're not talking about bandages. Although, let's say you do buy Band-Aids from one particular vendor, and it happens that you're out of Band-Aids, and you're expecting a shipment on Tuesday, and the Band-Aids don't show up until Thursday, and you have to scramble and borrow from other practices to have Band-Aids. That's going to go a long way towards destroying the credibility or the faith you have in that company. So even with a commodity product, trust is a huge issue. But with most products, there are points of differentiation, or there are points of differentiation you can create, some that are directly related to the product and others that are related to the experience that you and your company provide. So here's an important takeaway from this. If your products are similar and a customer is using a competitive product, then you have to provide something that the other company, the competitive company who the customer is currently buying from, you have to provide something that they're not providing. Doesn't mean that they can't provide it. Doesn't mean that they won't provide it if you step in there, but you have to be able to provide it. Let me give you an example. I coached a sales rep who sold powered surgical equipment, and he had a major account. He had an opportunity at a major account to get his powered equipment into this hospital. But here was the challenge. The account has been buying from his competitor for probably 10 or 15 years. And the competitor's products, quite honestly, were considered, at least by the surgeons who use them, to be the best in the industry. And they've been using it for a long time. So going up against this competitor, product to product, he loses. He couldn't compete because the customers perceive the product that they were using currently, the competitor's product, to be superior. Pretty tough to overcome that. He worked to overcome it. There were some subtle differences that he was able to differentiate his product, but the truth is that these few subtle differences were not enough to be able to swing the vote in his favor for the hospital to buy his equipment. Well, he had to look deeper. You know, were there other issues? Were there things that went beyond just the quality of the product and how the customers viewed the product? Well, in this particular case, there was. Powered surgical instruments, whether they're electrically powered or pneumatically powered, because they're going through a lot of care cycles, such as cleaning, disinfecting, and autoclaving, they fail. From time to time, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. All powered surgical instruments will go down at one time or another. And it's usually not a problem because every company who manufactures powered surgical equipment, they repair it. And there are also numerous other companies out there whose sole purpose is to repair powered surgical equipment. So the fact that that equipment's going to break is nothing unusual, and the fact that every company has the ability to repair it also is nothing unusual. But here's the challenge that you have to identify with your customers. In this particular instance, this was a very high-volume hospital doing a high volume of procedures that used these instruments. And what the rep I was coaching, what he discovered was that when a piece of equipment went down, just one piece of equipment at a busy time, it meant that cases had to be delayed or canceled. Sometimes and usually if these cases were canceled, it was canceled for another day, because if you don't have the drill, the saw, whatever it is to do the procedure, you can't do it. So here's the way I suggested that he approach the customer in a very different way. First of all, we identified if he was truly able to solve this problem. And it turns out the distributor that he worked for had an enormous inventory of backup powered surgical equipment. And the distributor's warehouse, where all of this equipment was stored, was less than an hour away from this particular account. So I asked him, I said, in a situation where a piece of equipment goes down, and here's the differentiator, whether it's the competitor's product or yours, doesn't matter. Can you offer the value to that account that if they have a failure, that you will provide a piece of loaner equipment within an hour? Your warehouse is only an hour away. Can you do that? He checked with the distributor. They agreed to make that part of the proposal based on a minimum purchase of new equipment. Well, guess what happened? This issue was so significant that all of a sudden, the hospital became this rep's friend. In other words, he was able to solve their biggest problem, which was having to cancel cases because of the delay it took to get a piece of loaner equipment. He became their best friend. So they went to bat for him with the surgeons. Usually it's the other way around. A lot of times, you know, reps who sell surgical equipment, they're going to the surgeon to go to bat for the hospital. But the hospital went to bat for him. And what they said was, look, from what we understand, this rep's equipment, the equipment that you're currently not using, is almost identical. It performs the same. It has the same durability. It feels the same in your hand. It has the same power requirements. It's a little bit different, a few different things to get used to. But here's the thing. You're never going to have a case canceled. Your case will never be delayed more than an hour if you go with this vendor. Well, guess what happened? All the surgeons said, well, hell yeah. You know, because what the hospital helped the surgeons to do was to focus on their biggest pain point, which is getting a case canceled or delayed beyond a reasonable time. So here's the message to you. Yeah, your customers may be very loyal to a particular vendor that they're using right now, but what is the biggest pain point or the bigger pain point that you can solve that isn't being solved right now? A lot of times it's going to be oriented in terms of service. Sometimes it could be oriented in terms of some intangibles that you can provide. The main thing is that If you have a customer who is using a competitive product, if they've been using it for a long period of time, if yours is only as good or, God forbid, not as good, and oftentimes it is, then you have to create another type of differentiator. It's not going to be the product. You have to create something else. And if you're unable to do that, guess what? You're not going to make the sale. So I mentioned a few differentiators there. There are other ones. Certainly the relationship you build with the customer. When we talk about relationship selling, this is where relationships come into play. People who are in my Medical Sales Academy program, one thing they realize is that relationships, the basis for building good relationships in healthcare, have nothing to do with socialization. They have nothing to do with being a friend. There are much more intricate requirements that have to be considered. But a good relationship where the customer looks at that relationship, that has real value. And I'll tell you something else. Since I'm talking about relationships, a relationship, let's say with a competitor that is based on socialization, that's based on they travel together, they play golf, whatever they do, they go out to dinner with their families, that is powerful. But when you're able to build relationships on things that are much more compelling and much more important, you're going to get the business. What are those things? Well, you could find out if you're a member of Medical Sales Academy. But here's the takeaway message. Find the differentiators that you offer that go beyond the product. Because when you're able to do that, it doesn't matter how much better a competitor's product or service is than yours. All that matters is whether or not your differentiator offers enough compelling value to your customers where they look at you and say, dude, you got the sale. Thanks for spending some time with me this week on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. And please check out Medical Sales Academy at medicalsalesacademy.com, a training that is designed specifically for medical sales professionals. This isn't training that you're going to find anywhere else in any other sales training organization and even at your own company. But more important, it provides ongoing support through monthly webinars where you could ask questions live and daily access to an online discussion forum that I participate in every day where I will answer your questions. Other medical sales colleagues will answer your questions. The point being, you are never alone. You always have a resource, someplace to turn to help you out with your most pressing problems in the medical sales environment. So check it out, medicalsalesacademy.com. Again, this is Mace Haroff. Thank you for visiting today on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. Please share this podcast with other members of your sales team, your distributors, your sales managers. I'm here to help and I want to make a difference. For the Medical Sales Guru podcast, this is Mace Haroff. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.